Chinese diplomats lecture woke Harvard elite. Don't pay attention to narrow-minded Americans. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 18, 2022. Senior diplomats of the Chinese communist regime recently spoke at a Harvard conference, where they urged the audience of woke elites to not pay attention to narrow-minded Americans and said that U.S. lawmakers should focus on improving China-U.S. relations. While speaking at the Harvard College China Forum on Saturday, Chinese ambassador to the United States Qin Gang and New York Consul General Huang Ping said that Americans are some narrow-minded people, according to a report by South China Morning Post. American society has always advocated spiritual diversity and inclusiveness, Huang said. But they are also some narrow-minded people who find it difficult to accept those countries with different histories, cultures and systems from the U.S. and always point fingers at those countries. Meanwhile, Chinese ambassador to the United States Qin Gang warned of a new Cold War at the Harvard conference, adding, China-U.S. cooperation is indispensable, and yet we're faced with dark clouds that involve misreading and misjudging. What does the future hold for the bilateral relationship and how do we find a new way to get along? These are questions that will garner the attention of the world, Qin said. Huang also reportedly called on the United States to refrain from supporting Taiwan independence, as well as not use its alliances against China, and not behave in a way that would lead to conflict. The most important event in the next 50 years will be for China and the U.S. to find a way to get along with each other, Huang said to the Harvard audience. Do not learn from spiders who make their own webs but bees who make their own honey together. The senior diplomats of the Chinese communist regime added that future ties between the United States and China are inextricably linked, with more that binds than divides. The Chinese officials noted that the U.S. ascended to wealth and power in two centuries, but warned that America should not frustrate China's own development efforts built on a 5,000-year history, noted South China Morning Post. We hope the U.S. will respect the path independently chosen by the Chinese people and accommodate a peaceful and prosperous China, Huang said. The two major countries have differences, inevitably, but what matters is how we manage and control them, Huang added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.